Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by Breakfast Tacos. They're not just for breakfast anymore. Instead of eggs, try them with ground beef and grated cheese. You can even eat them for dinner. Dinner Tacos, the new face of Breakfast Tacos. And Air Guitars, inviting you to check out their newest model, the Silent Scream, with unbreakable strings and an unbelievable 136-octave range. Comes complete with matching carrying case and book of leg exercises. Imagine you're there. Imagine your hair. Imagine Air Guitars. From Austin, live music capital of the world, this is Texas Music Matters. I'm David Brown. Ray Benson, Joe Ely, the Flatlanders, Pat Green, Bruce Robison, and Kelly Willis are among the luminaries throwing a bash for Kris Kristofferson. Also, guitar ace Denny Freeman talks about the return of big guitars from Texas. Plus, Newtown's Van Zandt music, East Cameron Folk Core, the week's music news, and quite a few surprises coming up. Stay with us.
Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by Lewis Shanks of Texas, offering fine home furnishings since 1945. LewisShanksFurniture.com.
From Austin, live music capital of the world, this is Texas Music Matters. I'm David Brown. Wait a minute. Stop the music, please. What on earth does this have to do with Texas music? Well, actually, there is a connection, quite a few connections, in fact. Connections, we're exploring those this hour. In our music quiz today, we want to know which famous Texas artist is featured on this track. Only you can't hear his part in the song. It wasn't cut out or anything, it's just that he wasn't playing anything. He's just holding the bongos. But without him, the song might never have sounded as it did.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big brass bed.
Now, if you know the answer, or you just want to take an edumacated guess, join us on Facebook right now. Look up Texas Music Matters. We are looking for this very famous Texas artist's full name, and the first correct answer gets one of our now famous hats. We want to know who's holding the bongos and the cowbell. We'll post the correct answer on Monday.
In your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, play across my big brass bed.
Speaking of Dylan, you know, Austin has tons of guitarists, very good guitarists, but there aren't many as admired and respected in this town as Denny Freeman. Yes, he toured and recorded with Dylan, but decades before, he was one of the founders of the blues revival here in Austin, back in the days when outlaw country was the cool thing. He was also one of the founders of the legendary Cobras, which gave a certain Stevie Ray something of a launching pad, and he was part of an early exodus of young Texas musicians who left their respective homes in the late 60s, migrating to the Texas capital in search of something, you know, different.
I'd never been to Austin until 1969, and there wasn't really that much reason to come here before then for me or for a lot of people. I mean, there was music here, but there was music everywhere. This wasn't really a music town. But in those days, those of us that decided to grow long hair and explore a different, something different from the norm at that time, it came kind of obvious that we might ought to find a place that wasn't quite so hostile to us. Dallas wasn't real. I liked growing up in Dallas, and I like Dallas now, and I liked it as a kid. It was great as a kid. But in the days when you were growing long hair and doing some things that you could go to jail for.
But they were cooler than that here in Austin? I mean, the cops
The cops didn't really, they weren't so crazy about long-haired people either. But Austin was smaller, and maybe it was because the community was more concentrated, but that felt like more people that were living that way. And So maybe there was like safety or strength in numbers.
High, 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 way up in the sky, really wanna move and groove.
I think that a lot of folks, when they say your name, immediately think of the Cobras. There were so many terrific artists in that band, you know, Paul Ray, the Vaughns.
Jimmy wasn't in it, but Stevie was.
Stevie was.
And Rodney Craig, who I'm playing with now, there was just a pretty small handful of us, really, that wanted to play blues. And so we just kept interchanging and gradually finding a couple of other people that wanted to do it. But we had trouble finding a bass player and a drummer to just get started. Nobody either wanted or could play blues. They had no interest in it. You
know? That's amazing.
And
that's really amazing.
We had trouble putting together a four-piece blues band.
Time marched on, and the Cobras really established themselves on the scene.
Locally. Well, we traveled too, but nothing ever really happened for us like the Thunderbirds and Stevie.
Thunderbirds and Stevie, they really started to take off in the late 70s, early 80s. That's right. And all of a sudden, there's sort of a red-hot spotlight on something big going on in Austin. I mean, everyone, MTV comes down here and does a week or two or something.
Well, the T-Birds were on rotation.
So in the middle of all of this excitement about something big happening here in Austin, you wound up working with big guitars from Texas. Tell us about what you recall of that scene and what that was all about.
Well, somebody called me, said that people were getting together this project of some guitar players and just wanted to make some kind of crazy rock and roll instrumental album. And we got together and rehearsed a couple of times and then went in the studio for a few days and recorded that first album, Big Guitars from Texas, Trash, Twang, and Thunder. And that was really about all there was to it, except we tried to play a few gigs after that, and to my memory, they didn't work too good. But now it'll be easier. We're gonna do this gig on February 14 at Antone's, and I think it'll be fun, and I think it'll be good. And Frankie Camara on guitar, Don Leedy on guitar, Evan Johns on guitar, and me on guitar, Mike Buck on drums, and J.J. Barrera on bass. And I haven't seen Don Leedy in maybe 20 years. I just saw Evan for the first time the other day. I hadn't seen Frankie probably in 20 years. So we've all been emailing and sending tunes, and we're going to rehearse for the gig and be pretty prepared for the rehearsals and then prepared for the gig. So the gig will be good, and we're talking about trying to make another recording.
Well, what I'd really like about this, and as Austin has done so many times in the past, you've got one of your own who's suffering with medical bills, trying to help him out.
I think it might have been Don Leedy, one of the guitar players, that just started thinking, for whatever reason, started thinking, hey, we ought to do another big guitar thing. And he knew that Evan was having health problems, and he said, let's do a gig and to get together for the heck of it. And so everybody said, yeah, I'm in, you know, so... It ought to be just good, crazy, loud rock and roll instrumentals and have some fun and help Evan out.
Big Guitars from Texas, a who's who of guitar hotshots, reuniting Valentine's night at Antone's. The reunion is a benefit for guitarist Evan Johns, who's suffering from ongoing health issues. Our thanks to Denny Freeman for coming in and sharing his stories with us. You know, among the many stories he shared was the one about how he got the gig with Dylan in the first place. We're going to post that one as an extra on our blog, TexasMusicMatters.org. If you know a musician who's ever struggled to make things happen, well, they got to hear Denny's story. I think they'll appreciate it. Have you ever heard a song that on first blush sounds like one thing, but then on closer listen, there's more to the story? That wasn't Miranda Dodson's objective when she sat down to write the song Try Again. It wasn't meant to be a love song in any conventional sense. But like many women who'd been through what she'd been through, well, she got to a point where she felt like she just had to tell her story.
I guess it was about 2.5 years ago, I found myself pregnant. And my husband and I, we weren't trying to be pregnant, and so that was a little bit confusing. And you know, because I have career goals and things like that, and so before I could really even process it, I ended up having a miscarriage, and that confused things even more because I wasn't sure if I wanted to be pregnant. And then I was really sad that I wasn't pregnant. Just processing through some of those feelings, and, you know, I wasn't getting any younger. And I was like, you know, if, I think if I got to 45 and I never did this mom thing, what parents describe to you, I wouldn't be able to get it. And just really, we both felt like we should try. And so 2 months later, I got pregnant again, and then I had another miscarriage. And that was way more devastating because I was, you know, kind of trying and thinking, what's wrong with me? What did I do? You feel this unnecessary guilt. I was actually listening. I can't even remember which reporter it was, but a really famous, it might have been Lisa Ling or, you know, someone of that caliber, shared that she had had a miscarriage and that she felt shame. And that's exactly what I felt. I felt shame. And I was like, this is ludicrous. I mean, it doesn't make any rational sense that I should feel shame. This happens all the time.
Were you able to talk about this stuff with anyone?
Well, that was kind of where this song came from, is that I realized when I held it all in and I tried to deal with all of the shame and the guilt and the fear and the pain myself, like it was just insurmountable and overwhelming. But when I talked about it, there was a lot of freedom. And it made me think, like, I bet a lot of women feel the same way. You know, I bet there's so many women out there that maybe don't have friendships, or maybe they're afraid to talk about it, or maybe they feel like something's wrong with them. And this mainly started as cathartic, just I need to go through some therapy and I need to write this song for me. And then as I started writing it, I realized maybe this could help other people.
This is a day filled with sadness and pain and sorrow and shame like I never known. Why can't I get it right on the first, the second time, or the third be wasted life? Should we try again and smile again? Hold our breath and pray. Should we leap in faith or stand in vain? Hold our breath and pray. When try again. This is a day of failure that brings memories that stain a heart that is stained. I know I am not the only one to face this loaded gun and pen would had been. That we pray This is for love. This is for love that we try and that we pray. Oh, this is for love. This is for love that we try and that we pray. Oh, this is for love.
This really intimate, very personal experience, you commit to making the story public.
Mm-hmm.
How does the story end?
Well, we just celebrated my son's first birthday. His name is Pascal Luke.
That's beautiful.
He's so fun. He's just entertaining and full of joy. I mean, he radiates. He loves people. He's just, it's taught me so much just about life and about love and about what's important. And, you know, it gave me even more confidence in putting this story out, because I just realized, like, when I had him and saw just the fruition of it, I just wanted to give that hope also.
Miranda Dotson is an Austin-based singer-songwriter. Her new EP, Love Is Real, Try Again, comes out on the 22nd. You can find her songs at mirandadotson.com. Newtown's Van Zandt, Is It Possible? That and tons more as Texas Music Matters continues. From Austin, I'm David Brown, and this is Texas Music Matters.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll learn about a musical pioneer who drew inspiration from a barroom brawl. Al Dexter died in Lewisville, Texas on January 28, 1984. Born in Jacksonville, Texas in 1902, he gained popularity writing songs describing his experiences in East Texas nightclubs. In 1936, Dexter released Honky Tonk Blues, the first country record to use the term honky tonk in its title. In that song and others, he described the rough and tumble nightlife found in many Texas beer joints. In 1943, Al Dexter wrote what would become his biggest hit after witnessing a jealous woman brandishing a gun while chasing her husband's mistress through a barroom.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. She kicked out my windshield, she hit me over the head. She cussed and cried and said I'd lied and wished that I was dead. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down.
Al Dexter's Pistol Packin' Mama achieved early country crossover success when Bing Crosby recorded it with the Andrews Sisters in 1943. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll meet the original Gangster of Love. I'm Gary Hartman. for Texas Music Matters.
With the week in local music news, I'm Art Levy, in for Peter Mongelo this week, and this is the Austin Music Source. Austin guitar legend Jimmy Vaughn was admitted to the hospital in Pomona, California, after suffering an apparent heart attack on the 23rd. He was discharged from the facility 2 days later, following a stent placement. Vaughn says he's feeling fine and can't wait to get back with his band, but he'll be spending the next month or so resting at home, doctor's orders. Vampire Weekend has accepted an invitation to tape the first episode of Austin City Limits Season 39. Producers of the public TV staple have also scheduled tapings of The Lumineers, Shovels and Rope, and Phoenix in coming months. ACL's the longest-running music show on television. Country star Blake Shelton angered fans of classic country last week, saying the genre needs to evolve. Shelton, who's the Country Music Association's Entertainer of the Year, told an interviewer nobody wants to hear grandpa's music. Austin honky-tonk icon Dale Watson issued a reply by way of a homemade video, featuring a new song titled simply, A New Song for Blake Shelton. While we can't share the lyrics here, as they're not exactly family-friendly, let's just say there are plenty of references to new country music and old, smelly things. We've got a link to the video at austin360.com. For Peter Mongelo of the Austin American Statesman, I'm Art Levy.
Hey, I bet you hadn't heard about this. A certain native son of Shirts, Texas, has got a new album coming out. This may be among the most rockin' stuff he's done since, what, Copperhead Road? Brand new from the forthcoming album by Steve Earle, this here's Calico County, and chances are good you're hearing it first on Texas Music Matters.
Have a case of cold pills soaking in a milk jug, hydrochloric acid, iodine, and phosphorus. Careful not to get any on you when you shake it up. That's the way we cook it up in Calico County. Calico County. Calico County.
Yeah, Rolling Stone calls him Americana's reigning Renaissance man. That's new from Mr. Steve Earle off his forthcoming album, The Low Highway, set for release April 16th on New West Records. Steve Earle famously declared that Townes Van Zandt is the best songwriter in the whole world, and I'll stand on Bob Dylan's coffee table in my cowboy boots and say that. John Townes Van Zandt died on New Year's Day in 1997. But the world is about to hear some new music by Townes Van Zandt, new to public ears, that is. On February 5th, an historic box set featuring 28 songs Townes recorded but never released between 1971 and 1972 will finally see the light of day, though the tapes were almost lost for good. We're getting to hear them at last thanks to the persistence of this person.
I'm Cheryl Pavelski, and I'm the co-owner and partner of Omnivore Recordings. In 1996, I was working for EMI Capital. EMI Capital owned two albums by Townes, and they were acquired through the United Artists catalog, which had acquired the Poppy label, on which the late great Townes Van Zandt and High, Low, and In Between were both released originally. What I was doing is I was going back to reissue the albums, and so I was looking for bonus tracks. So I was looking to access the session tapes, which is where all of these alternate versions resided, because you know they would do try different arrangements or try different productions on the various songs to find how, you know, to get to the place where they had a final master that could go on the album. What I didn't know at the time was there was litigation surrounding the acquisition of the original Poppy label. And that litigation wasn't settled until 2005. I had left EMI by 2002. So basically nobody went back to look for these things. That's not to say nobody cared about Townes Van Zandt. It's just I don't know that once I left the company, anybody was really aware that the tapes were there.
One, two, three.
The first disc is all alternate takes. So what I did was I pulled all of the very best material where there was a backing band to disc one, and then disc two is all solo, pretty much solo demos. So it's a much more quiet disc, and it's a very sort of intimate time to spend, you know, with Townes Van Zandt. It's you get to really be a fly on the wall of the studio.
Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? The night was black, the sky was blue. Danny Alley Nice Wagon.
Great songs translate, you know, around the world. I mean, there's people all around the world that knows and loves Townes Van Zandt, just because he wrote such amazing songs. There's such a wistful magic to some of his turns of phrase, you know. And I think that if that doesn't capture your imagination, if you're a fan of great songwriters, I don't know what would.
You won't learn nothing from the sunshine, boy, except how to get away from home. You won't learn nothing from the darkness, boy, except how to die all alone. Time will teach you hunger, boy, on the very day you're grown. It'll come to you like a daydream, everything you own. So watch for birds and binders too, move in a natural way. Follow the sidewalk with your tongue, 'cause it'll try to slip away. Find you a friend like little John, remembering nothing's free. Find you a girl like Gretchen, son, but don't bring her home to me.
your eyes on the rhythm, boy, and let the words go by. All rhythms pulse and breathe in, boy, the words usually lie. The sky was made to walk beneath, and the ground to walk upon. Just let them both rub against your skin before you try to decide where you belong.
First time in more than 40 years, Towns' 1971 recording of Sunshine Boy. The two-disc set is titled Towns Van Zandt, Sunshine Boy, the unheard studio sessions and demos 1971 to 1972. It's going to be released on February 5th, at long last. I bet you don't know too many folks who originally hail from Tom Green, Texas. But then again, I bet you don't know too many folks with a name like Turk Pipkin either. Oh, it gets better. Turk Pipkin got his start as a comedian and juggler, opening for musicians at places like the Armadillo World Headquarters. And over the years, well, he's managed to parlay his Texas music connections into an astonishingly successful philanthropic venture, building water projects, launching healthcare programs, even building new schools in rural Kenya, just because he saw the need.
Kids went to the eighth grade and you were out. And you can't do much in life with an eighth grade education. And we partnered with this community, Mahiga, Kenya, to build a high school. We wanted it to be a model school, not only just to have these kids go to school, so that other people, organizations, nonprofits, churches, governments, whoever, could look at it and say, okay, how much did it cost? And to build a really good school, you know, 8 classrooms and science labs, and we built a rainwater court, which won an international design competition, a basketball court that collects and purifies rainwater. Kitchen, the whole facilities, and that we started 4 years ago, and the first class of seniors just graduated from Mahiga Hope High School, and there's 280 kids enrolled in the high school now, and another 450, I think, in the primary and the preschool. So
you make it sound so easy.
You know, it really wasn't that hard. People have read about, you know, Madonna tried to build a school in Mali and spent $5 million and never even bought any land. So I think she maybe got taken advantage of. So there's the idea that these things can't be done, but there's great people and great communities all over the world. And we never had anybody ask for a bribe. It really was easy. We went out and raised the money with the help of a lot of great Texas musicians like Willie and many others who work with us. You know, I did a lot of going back and forth, but it's about connecting to other people and how it opens you up to the purpose of your life, I really think. And
you anticipated my next question, man. I mean, because you're sitting over there and I'm thinking, there's a guy who was juggling torches on top of the Armadillo not that long ago, when you think about
it. It's about 35 years ago.
But is there a moment you can trace back where you say, this was where a door opened for me, or this was where something changed or something clicked and I decided,
You know, you can go back a long ways. When I was at UT many, many years ago, before people knew me as a juggler, and I had a low draft number, and I didn't have any money to go to college, and I didn't want to get sent to Vietnam, and I had a lot of dilemmas in my life, and three people really changed my life in a very big way. One was Kris Kristofferson, because I hadn't met him yet, but I bought his album. I actually rented it at Inner Sanctum Records for $1 and recorded it on my 8-track recorder. God, I wish I still had that tape. Silver Tongue Devil and I, and listened to it all weekend long. And then a couple of nights later, I went to a concert to see Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with opening act Steve Martin, who no one had ever heard of. And I ended up staying up for some strange reason all night long playing ping pong and drinking Shiner Bock with Steve Martin and John McEwen of Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And the next day I quit school and I dealt with my military obligation in the only way I knew how, which was I did it. And resolved that I wasn't going to get back on the track that I was on before, and that I was going to be a writer and an artist in one way or the other. So that was a long time ago, and here we are 40 years later, and Kris Kristofferson's coming to town. And
tell us a little bit about this. Boy, talk about an all-star gala that you've lined up here for February 10th.
Well, the Artists and Filmmakers Dinner started, it was a dinner with Willie. This year, we're presenting the Willie Nelson Feed the Peace Award to Kris Kristofferson, and everyone's doing a Kris tribute show. So Ray Benson, Pat Green, Carolyn Wonderland,
Joe Ely, Jimmy Dale.
I hear a rumor the Flatlanders may sing Silver Tongue Devil and I, my great, great favorite. Pat Green said, I want to come do this show and I want to come sing a song with Kris, but anybody else doing Sunday morning coming down? Because I feel like that's the song that really speaks to me. You know, Pat's been through it. Said, man, it's got your name written all over it. Plus, Kris is going to perform. And I'm thinking Carolyn, Kris, me and Bobby McGee.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge and heading for the trains. Feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. Took us all away to New Orleans. I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana and was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang a velvet song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee.
Need to find out more about this gala Turk Pipkin has put together for Kris Kristofferson at the Four Seasons in Austin on February 10th. Go to nobility.org to learn more. That's Nobility, NobelityY.org. We're about to meet a band that truly captures a big part of the spirit of Austin music, East Cameron Folk Corps. That's coming up as Texas Music Matters continues.
Every night she kept me from the cold. Then somewhere near Salinas, Lord, I let her slip away. Looking for the home I hope she'll find. And I'd trade all my tomorrows for a single yesterday. Holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing left is all she left for me. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Buddy, that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. Da 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 me and Bobby McGee. Da 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 me and Bobby McGee. La da 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 me and Bobby. La da 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 da
from Austin. This is Texas Music Matters. I'm David Brown. You know, it's often said that there are more music venues per capita in Austin, Texas than anywhere else in the world. At least that's what's behind the live music capital of the world claim. And though others have tried to challenge that, there is something about the fellowship that does seem quite distinctive and almost impossible to quantify. That spirit is at the very center of one of the city's most innovative and exciting musical collectives. They have a new album coming out on February 5th called For Sale, a tongue-in-cheek title for a band whose values are anything but commercial. They call themselves East Cameron Folk Corps.
Hi, I'm Jesse Moore. I play in East Cameron Folk Corps.
Hi, I'm Alan Denard, and I sing and write songs in East Cameron Folk Corps.
Let's talk a little bit about how the band first came about.
It was a community, a group of us who all lived in the East Cameron neighborhood up off of Cameron Road and 51st Street. Mm-hmm. And we all just kind of supported each other, played music together, had barbecues. And we all just kind of met through shows that we played at Rockin' Tomato, actually, on South Lamar.
So it's like, hey, you're my neighbor.
Yeah, we all live in the same neighborhood.
Go to party after the show and end up in your neighborhood. And so that was that. And we found out we lived walking distance from one another, and we started walking to each other's houses. And eventually that led to us recording jam sessions.
On the one hand, this sounds like a very organic thing, just people who dig music coming together mm-hmm. in a neighborhood. On the other hand, you do have different influences and different ways of going about, you know, making your music. How hard was it to get everybody sort of on the same page here?
Not really hard at all. It was kind of
what's the secret? I mean, how do you everyone has their own influences and everything. How do you decide, okay, this is where we want to go?
It's kind of not needing to dictate where it's going to go or what it's going to become. Hmm. It's about kind of bringing a song mm-hmm. to the band and being like, this is what the song's going to be. Let's just play it and see where it develops.
Talking with Jesse Moore and Alan Denard of East Cameron Folk Corps. I have to ask you about a certain spirit that Folk Corps has. I want to say there's a certain almost Woody Guthrie kind of vibe to your music. And maybe it's because there's a sort of sing-along almost quality. You're both nodding your heads. Mm-hmm. This is something that you've
clearly thought about. We're huge fans of Woody Guthrie, of the traditional aspect of that. Music is something that can be made to be more important than the person who wrote it.
But do you think about it in terms of like singing songs that affect change or singing? Mm-hmm. You do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
I think of that story of Woody playing the Navy ship, and they caught him down in the kitchens playing with all the colored men. And when they asked Woody to get back up and play for the soldiers, he said he wanted to bring these guys back up with him. And that wasn't allowed at the time. But Woody insisted, and they bent. And they let Woody bring these men up with him. And everybody sang together. And he showed everybody, at least for a moment, in that we were all the same.
Is it difficult to try to make a career out of something like this, and at the same time be true to those
core values, which are obviously very much rooted in this communal idea?
I think that it doesn't have to be difficult.
I would argue that it's extremely difficult. And I think we're at a point where we've invested a lot of our time, money, and energy in this thing. We're getting old, we have families, we have businesses, and we're struggling to find footing in today's, you know, economic arena. I think we want to encourage the hand-to-hand more. We want opportunities to go out and play live music in the touring circuit and sell people our music ourselves. I'm not trying to get in the Best Buy chain. I'm not trying to get, you know, shoved down anybody's throat. I just am trying to get a space at the table.
Just take me out, man, I can't sit still. Take me out now with a bottle a day. Just keep me calm, keep the doctors away. Take me home, I wanna go home. I wanna go home, I wanna sustain. Take me home, I wanna go home, I wanna go home, I wanna sustain. Dogs in the street now howling at the sky. Disillusioned here but not afraid to die. In your head, my dear, now we scream and we fight. Take me home, I wanna go home. I wanna go home, I wanna sustain.
Salinger's Dead, great new music by East Cameron Folk Corps, caught live in our Studio 1A. They have an album release show February 8th at the Scottish Rite Theater, not to be missed.
Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by Lewis Shanks of Texas, offering fine home furnishings since 1945. LewisShanksFurniture.com.
With today's Song of the Day, I'm Art Levy. Austin's Kerry Rodriguez has teamed up with a lot of notable names over the years, including Lyle Lovett, John Prine, Lucinda Williams, and Alejandro Escovedo, to name a few. But on her fifth solo album, titled Give Me All You Got, she's putting her own name in the spotlight, earning rave reviews from the New York Times and the Huffington Post. Today's Song of the Day appears on the new album, and it's another collaboration between Rodriguez and her old songwriting partner, Chip Taylor. Here's I Cry for Love by Kerry Rodriguez.
I bend, I don't break. If I want, I just take. If I cut, I bleed. If I bleed, I don't cry. Don't cry, don't cry. I cry for love. I cry for love. If I fall, I get up.
Kerry Rodriguez, one of Austin's own. You can download this song, in fact, all of our songs of the day, at kutx.org. Texas Music Matters is a production of KUT and KUTX in Austin, Texas. Our producers include Haley Howell, Paul Karuba, and Hadi Mawashde. Our senior producer is Art Levy. On behalf of the entire Texas Music Matters team, I'm David Brown, wishing you all the very best from Austin.